Part 1A, listen to a long conversation and choose the correct letter A, B, C or D. Part 1B, listen to a long conversation and write a correct answer with no more than 3 words for each question. The recording will be played twice.
Can you believe Professor Kensington postponed the due date for the term paper this morning? It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it was crazy. I've been spending days and nights in the computer lab writing up that paper. I only did that because he kept on emphasizing that he won't take any paper that's not in his office by noon today.
I heard that too. Jessica and I stayed up half the night trying to finish it. I think it was 3 o'clock in the morning when we finally had the third draft. I barely had any sleep.
You had Jessica to help you? At least you had someone to proofread your paper and help you with the research. It was a nightmare for me. I didn't even have time to proofread my paper.
Well, I'm really upset that Professor Kensington was so inconsiderate. Don't you agree?
I guess it was a hasty change, but I think he did it for us students.
You really didn't get enough sleep, did you? You're not thinking straight. I can't possibly see how I can understand his hasty decision that way.
Well, as much as I'm unhappy with his last-minute decision, I think he did it so that we could have one more chance to look over our work before turning it in. Besides, an extension of 2 days isn't going to change anything drastic in our papers.
I suppose. Still, I would have had more time to study for the calculus exam, which was today, if I hadn't had to spend so much time and energy on that paper.
Oh well, at least he didn't tell us to hand it in earlier.
That's right. Anyway, I'm not going to spend another 2 days on the assignment. I'm handing it in after the next class.
Listen again.
Can you believe Professor Kensington postponed the due date for the term paper this morning? It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it was crazy. I've been spending days and nights in the computer lab writing up that paper. I only did that because he kept on emphasizing that he won't take any paper that's not in his office by noon today.
I heard that too. Jessica and I stayed up half the night trying to finish it. I think it was 3 o'clock in the morning when we finally had the third draft. I barely had any sleep.
You had Jessica to help you? At least you had someone to proofread your paper and help you with the research. It was a nightmare for me. I didn't even have time to proofread my paper.
Well, I'm really upset that Professor Kensington was so inconsiderate. Don't you agree?
I guess it was a hasty change, but I think he did it for us students.
You really didn't get enough sleep, did you? You're not thinking straight. I can't possibly see how I can understand his hasty decision that way.
Well, as much as I'm unhappy with his last-minute decision, I think he did it so that we could have one more chance to look over our work before turning it in. Besides, an extension of 2 days isn't going to change anything drastic in our papers.
I suppose. Still, I would have had more time to study for the calculus exam, which was today, if I hadn't had to spend so much time and energy on that paper.
Oh well, at least he didn't tell us to hand it in earlier.
That's right. Anyway, I'm not going to spend another 2 days on the assignment. I'm handing it in after the next class.
Now you have 2.5 minutes to transfer your answers into the answer sheet. Part 2. Listen to a long conversation and complete a summary. Write only one word for each answer. The recording will be played twice.
Telephone conversation between a travel agent and a customer. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 6. You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Good morning, World Tours. My name is Jamie. How can I help you?
Good morning. I want some information on self-drive tours in the USA. Could you send me a brochure?
Of course. Could I have your name, please?
Andrea Brown.
The customer's name is Andrea Brown, so Brown has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 6.
Good morning, World Tours. My name is Jamie. How can I help you?
Good morning. I want some information on self-drive tours in the USA. Could you send me a brochure?
Of course. Could I have your name, please?
Andrea Brown.
Thank you. And your address?
24 Ardley Road.
Can you spell that?
A-R-D-L-E-I-G-H Road.
Postcode?
BH520P.
Thanks. And can I have your phone number?
Is a mobile all right?
Fine.
It's 07786-643-091.
Thank you. And can I ask you where you heard about World Tours? From a friend, or did you see an advert somewhere?
No, I read about you in the newspaper.
OK, I'll get the brochures and the post to you, but can I give you some information over the phone? What kinds of things do you want to do on your holiday?
I'm interested in going to California with my family. I've got two children, and we want to hire a car.
OK. We have a couple of self-drive tours there, visiting different places of interest in California. The first one begins in Los Angeles, and there's plenty of time to visit some of the theme parks there.
Ah, that's something on my children's list, so I'd want to include that.
Good. Then you drive to San Francisco. From San Francisco, you can drive to Yosemite Park, where you spend a couple of nights. You can choose to stay in a lodge or on the campsite.
I don't like the idea of staying in a tent. It'd be too hot.
Right. And the tour ends in Las Vegas.
OK.
The other trip we can arrange is slightly different. It starts in San Francisco, then you drive south to Cambria.
Someone told me there's a really nice castle near Cambria. Will we go near that?
Hurst Castle is on that road, so you could stop there.
Good. I'd like to do that. Does this trip also go into the desert?
No, it continues to Santa Monica, where most people like to stop and do some shopping.
We have enough of that at home, so that doesn't interest us.
OK. Well, you could go straight on to San Diego.
That's good for beaches, isn't it?
That's right. That's a good place to relax, and your children might like to visit the zoo before flying home.
I don't think so. We want some time for sunbathing and swimming.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 7 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 7 to 10.
So, how many days are the trips and how much do they cost?
The first one I told you about is a self-drive tour through California, which lasts 12 days and covers 2,020 kilometres. The shortest journey is 206 kilometres and the longest is 632 kilometres. The cost is £525 per person. That includes accommodation, car rental and a flight, but no meals.
OK. And the other trip?
That lasts 9 days, but you spend only 3 days on the road. You cover about 980 kilometres altogether.
So is that cheaper then?
Yes, it's almost £100 cheaper. It's £429 per person, which is a good deal.
So that covers accommodation and car hire. What about flights?
They aren't included, but these hotels offer dinner in the price.
OK. Well, thank you very much. I'll be in touch when I've had a chance to look at the brochure.
I'm pleased to help.
Listen again.
Telephone conversation between a travel agent and a customer. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 6. you will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Good morning, World Tours. My name is Jamie. How can I help you?
Good morning. I want some information on self-drive tours in the USA. Could you send me a brochure?
Of course. Could I have your name, please?
Andrea Brown.
The customer's name is Andrea Brown, so Brown has been written in the space. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 6.
Good morning, World Tours. My name is Jamie. How can I help you?
Good morning. I want some information on self-drive tours in the USA. Could you send me a brochure?
Of course. Could I have your name, please?
Andrea Brown.
Thank you. And your address?
24 Ardley Road.
Can you spell that?
A-R-D-L-E-I-G-H Road.
Postcode?
BH5-2OP.
Thanks. And can I have your phone number?
Is a mobile all right?
Fine.
It's 07786-643-091.
Thank you. And can I ask you where you heard about World Tours? From a friend, or did you see an advert somewhere?
No, I read about you in the newspaper.
OK, I'll get the brochures and the post to you, but can I give you some information over the phone? What kinds of things do you want to do on your holiday?
I'm interested in going to California with my family. I've got 2 children, and we want to hire a car.
OK. We have a couple of self-drive tours there, visiting different places of interest in California. The first one begins in Los Angeles, and there's plenty of time to visit some of the theme parks there.
Ah, that's something on my children's list, so I'd want to include that.
Good. Then you drive to San Francisco. From San Francisco, you can drive to Yosemite Park, where you spend a couple of nights. You can choose to stay in a lodge or on the campsite.
I don't like the idea of staying in a tent. It'd be too hot.
Right. And the tour ends in Las Vegas.
OK.
The other trip we can arrange is slightly different. It starts in San Francisco, then you drive south to Cambria.
Someone told me there's a really nice castle near Cambria. Will we go near that?
Hurst Castle is on that road, so you could stop there.
Good. I'd like to do that. Does this trip also go into the desert?
No. It continues to Santa Monica, where most people like to stop and do some shopping.
We have enough of that at home, so that doesn't interest us.
OK. Well, you could go straight on to San Diego.
That's good for beaches, isn't it?
That's right. That's a good place to relax, and your children might like to visit the zoo before flying home.
I don't think so. We want some time for sunbathing and swimming.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 7 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 7 to 10.
So, how many days are the trips and how much do they cost?
The first one I told you about is a self-drive tour through California, which lasts 12 days and covers 2,020 kilometres. The shortest journey is 206 kilometres and the longest is 632 kilometres. The cost is £525 per person. That includes accommodation, car rental and a flight, but no meals.
OK. And the other trip?
That lasts 9 days, but you spend only 3 days on the road. You cover about 980 kilometres altogether.
So is that cheaper then?
Yes, it's almost £100 cheaper. It's £429 per person, which is a good deal.
So that covers accommodation and car hire. What about flights?
They aren't included, but these hotels offer dinner in the price.
OK. Well, thank you very much. I'll be in touch when I've had a chance to look at the brochure.
I'm pleased to help.
Now you have 2.5 minutes to transfer your answers into the answer sheet. Part 3. Listen to a long conversation and write short answers. The recording will be played twice.
Good evening, King's Restaurant.
Good evening. I'm ringing about the job I understand you have vacant.
Oh, yes.
I'd like to find out a few more details, if I may.
Yes, of course. Can I take your name?
It's Peter Chin.
Okay, Peter. Well, if you want to ask about the job, and then if we're both still interested, we could arrange for you to come for an interview.
Great, thanks. I'm afraid I missed the advert for the job, but heard about it from a friend.
That's no problem at all. What would you like to know?
Well, what sort of work is it? Washing up?
It's answering the phone.
Oh, right, fine.
And not waiting at table.
That'd be good. And how many nights a week would it be?
Well, we're really only busy at the weekend.
So 2 nights?
3, actually. So it would work out at 12 hours a week.
That'd be fine. It wouldn't interfere with my studies.
Are you at the university?
Yes, first-year physics student.
Oh, right.
And because I'm not an EU national, would I need a work permit?
Yes, you would. Just get your tutor to sign it.
That wouldn't be a problem if I were to get the job. Where exactly is the restaurant?
Well, we have 2 branches. The one we're recruiting for is in Hillsdon Road.
I don't know that. How do you spell it, please?
It's Hillsdunne Road.
Got that. Thanks. Is it near a bus stop?
Yes. The nearest one would probably be just beside the library.
Oh, yes, I know it. That'd be fine for me. And could I ask about the pay?
We're offering £4.45 an hour.
That's very good. My last job was £3.95 an hour.
We feel it's pretty good, and we also offer some good fringe benefits.
Really?
Well, we give you a free dinner, so you eat well.
Right. Better than hostel food.
We certainly hope so. And we also offer extra pay for working on national holidays.
Oh, that's a really good perk, isn't it?
Yes, we think so. And then because of the difficulties of getting public transport, if you're working after 11 o'clock, we drive you home.
Oh, that's good to know.
Well, we'd certainly be interested in inviting you for an interview, if you're still interested.
Oh, yes, certainly. Could I just also ask what qualities you're looking for?
Well, for this particular job, we want a clear voice, which you obviously do have.
Thanks.
And you must be able to think quickly, you know.
Well, I hope I...
So, when could you come in for an interview? We're actually quite quiet tonight.
Sorry, I couldn't come tonight. Or tomorrow, I'm afraid. Thursday's okay. That'd be 22nd of October.
Fine. After 5 p.m?
Yes, fine. Would 6 o'clock be okay?
Perfect. And could you bring along the names of two referees?
Yes, that's fine. No problem.
Good. I look forward to seeing you.
Oh, by the way, who should I ask for?
Oh, yes, of course. Sorry. My name is Samira Manuja.
Can you spell that, please?
M-A-N-U-J-A.
Okay. I've got that. Thanks very much.
Look forward to seeing you later on, then.
Listen again.
Good evening, King's Restaurant.
Good evening. I'm ringing about the job I understand you have vacant.
Oh, yes.
I'd like to find out a few more details, if I may.
Yes, of course. Can I take your name?
It's Peter Chin.
Okay, Peter. Well, if you want to ask about the job, and then if we're both still interested, we could arrange for you to come for an interview.
Great, thanks. I'm afraid I missed the advert for the job, but heard about it from a friend.
That's no problem at all. What would you like to know?
Well, what sort of work is it? Washing up?
It's answering the phone.
Oh, right, fine.
And not waiting at table.
That'd be good. And how many nights a week would it be?
Well, we're really only busy at the weekend.
So, 2 nights?
3, actually. So it would work out at 12 hours a week.
That'd be fine. It wouldn't interfere with my studies.
Are you at the university?
Yes, first-year physics student.
Oh, right.
And because I'm not an EU national, would I need a work permit?
Yes, you would. Just get your tutor to sign it.
That wouldn't be a problem if I were to get the job. Where exactly is the restaurant?
Well, we have 2 branches. The one we're recruiting for is in Hilsdon Road.
I don't know that. How do you spell it, please?
It's HILLSDUNNE Road.
Got that. Thanks. Is it near a bus stop?
Yes. The nearest one would probably be just beside the library.
Oh, yes, I know it. That'd be fine for me. And could I ask about the pay?
We're offering £4.45 an hour.
That's very good. My last job was £3.95 an hour.
We feel it's pretty good, and we also offer some good fringe benefits.
Really?
Well, we give you a free dinner, so you eat well.
Right. Better than hostel food.
We certainly hope so. And we also offer extra pay for working on national holidays.
Oh, that's a really good perk, isn't it?
Yes, we think so. And then because of the difficulties of getting public transport, if you're working after 11 o'clock, we drive you home.
Oh, that's good to know.
Well, we'd certainly be interested in inviting you for an interview, if you're still interested.
Oh, yes, certainly. Could I just also ask what qualities you're looking for?
Well, for this particular job, we want a clear voice, which you obviously do have.
Thanks.
And you must be able to think quickly, you know.
Well, I hope I...
So, when could you come in for an interview? We're actually quite quiet tonight.
Sorry, I couldn't come tonight. Or tomorrow, I'm afraid. Thursday's okay. That'd be 22nd of October.
Fine. After 5 p.m?
Yes, fine. Would 6 o'clock be okay?
Perfect. And could you bring along the names of 2 referees?
Yes, that's fine. No problem.
Good. I look forward to seeing you.
Oh, by the way, who should I ask for?
Oh, yes, of course. Sorry. My name is Samira Manuja.
Can you spell that, please?
M-A-N-U-J-A.
Okay. I've got that. Thanks very much.
Look forward to seeing you later on, then.
Part 4. Listen to a lecture and complete the outline. The recording will be played twice.
All right, folks, let's go ahead and get the ball rolling here. It's Friday, and I'm sure everybody wants to start the weekend, right? I'm sure I'm right about that one. Okay, we've been discussing some of the factors related to successful international business. Today, I'd like to talk about a topic that I think you already know something about. Believe it or not, it's MTV. That's right, MTV, maybe your favorite TV channel. MTV. So, MTV, the giant music TV network. MTV is a great case study because it shows us, gives us a good idea of how one company can do business all around the world with incredible success. So what I want to do is discuss the reasons for the gigantic success of MTV. Are we good to go? Okay. So first of all, let's look at some of the statistics for MTV before we go on to analyze their business plan. Okay? Okay. First of all, MTV has been around for 25 years or so. It reaches more than 1 billion people around the world. You heard me right. More than 1 billion people watch MTV. Most of these viewers are young people between the ages of 10 and 34 who watch the music videos and other programs that are created for a young audience. So in other words, MTV is already the most popular television network in the world. In the world! Pretty amazing stuff. So now, I'm hoping that you're wondering what their business plan is for the near future. What more could MTV want, huh? Well, their business plan is to expand their network, are you ready, until MTV exists everywhere in the world. Until every person in the world has the ability to watch MTV. It's already in lots of countries, but not in all. They want to be in all. So let's do some statistics. Let's talk about profits. Here we go. In 2005, MTV brought in $5.2 billion. That's $5.2 billion from all around the world. Let me break that down for you, okay? MTV is an American company, right? In the United States, MTV reaches about about 88 million homes. But outside the United States, MTV is in more than 331 million homes. And that's in 164 countries. And you can watch it in 18 different languages. Okay, here's another way to say it. MTV is number 48 on the list of the top 100 brands in the world. Got the picture? They're big. Big in the whole world. Very successful, right? So you might be wondering, what makes MTV so successful? I hope you're wondering. All right, so let's analyze the factors that have led to MTV's success. Okay, probably the main reason for MTV's success around the world is also maybe the most interesting one. You might expect to find MTV plays the same music videos and the same shows all over the world, but they don't. Nope. They play the music that is popular in each country. And not just each continent. So not African rock music or European rock music, but they play the rock music of Italy in Italy and the rock music of Kenya in Kenya. So what I'm saying is they play the local popular music. They show videos of local people playing local music. And along the same lines, they produce programs that focus on the people of the culture of the country that they're in. So what I'm saying is, MTV in India looks like India. In Japan, Japanese MTV looks like Japan. MTV may be huge, international company, but it looks local. All right, so now we have to ask, How does MTV do this? How do they find the local talent? Well, the answer is they hire staff in each country. That means people who speak the country's language and know about the local musical performers. And they create local programs that show these performers. In fact, I learned that the rule at MTV is that 70% of the programs must show local performers. So local, 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 that's the story. So we can see that MTV really created a smart business plan. And what's the result? MTV's global market is growing 20% each year. 20% each year. I just read that they want to increase this to 40%. They have a plan, and for now, it's working. They're at the top of their game. All right, next time, we'll look again at MTV's success and see how we could apply these ideas, all the stuff we said today about this one company, to other kinds of international businesses. Okay? Bye-bye.
Listen again.
All right, folks, let's go ahead and get the ball rolling here. It's Friday, and I'm sure everybody wants to start the weekend, right? I'm sure I'm right about that one. Okay, we've been discussing some of the factors related to successful international business. Today, I'd like to talk about a topic that I think you already know something about. Believe it or not, it's MTV. That's right, MTV, maybe your favorite TV channel. MTV. So, MTV, the giant music TV network. MTV is a great case study because it shows us, gives us a good idea of how one company can do business all around the world with incredible success. So what I want to do is discuss the reasons for the gigantic success of MTV. Are we good to go? Okay. So first of all, let's look at some of the statistics for MTV before we go on to analyze their business plan. Okay? Okay. First of all, MTV has been around for 25 years or so. It reaches more than 1 billion people around the world. You heard me right. More than 1 billion people watch MTV. Most of these viewers are young people between the ages of 10 and 34 who watch the music videos and other programs that are created for a young audience. So in other words, MTV is already the most popular television network in the world. In the world. Pretty amazing stuff. So now, I'm hoping that you're wondering what their business plan is for the near future. What more could MTV want, huh? Well, their business plan is to expand their network, are you ready, until MTV exists everywhere in the world. Until every person in the world has the ability to watch MTV. It's already in lots of countries, but not in all. They want to be in all. So let's do some statistics. Let's talk about profits. Here we go. In 2005, MTV brought in $5.2 billion. That's $5.2 billion from all around the world. Let me break that down for you, okay? MTV is an American company, right? In the United States, MTV reaches about 88 million homes. But outside the United States, MTV is in more than 331 million homes. And that's in 164 countries. And you can watch it in 18 different languages. Okay, here's another way to say it. MTV is number 48 on the list of the top 100 brands in the world. Got the picture? They're big, big in the whole world. Very successful, right? So you might be wondering, what makes MTV so successful? I hope you're wondering. All right, so let's analyze the factors that have led to MTV's success. Okay, probably the main reason for MTV's success around the world is also maybe the most interesting one. You might expect to find MTV plays the same music videos and the same shows all over the world, but they don't. Nope, they play the music that is popular in each country, and not just each continent. So not African rock music or European rock music, but they play the rock music of Italy in Italy and the rock music of Kenya in Kenya. So what I'm saying is they play the local popular music. They show videos of local people playing local music. And along the same lines, they produce programs that focus on the people of the culture of the country that they're in. So what I'm saying is, MTV in India looks like India. In Japan, Japanese MTV looks like Japan. MTV may be huge, international company, but it looks local. All right, so now we have to ask, how does MTV do this? How do they find the local talent? Well, the answer is, they hire staff in each country. That means people who speak the country's language and know about the local musical performers. And they create local programs that show these performers. In fact, I learned that the rule at MTV is that 70% of the programs must show local performers. So local, 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 that's the story. So we can see that MTV really created a smart business plan. And what's the result? MTV's global market is growing 20% each year. 20% each year. I just read that they want to increase this to 40%. They have a plan, and for now it's working. They're at the top of their game. All right, next time, we'll look again at MTV's success and see how we could apply these ideas, all the stuff we said today about this one company, to other kinds of international businesses. Okay? Bye-bye.
Now you have 2.5 minutes to transfer your answers into the answer sheet.